Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is June the 11th and it is Family Day on Bible Storyland. This is the day the Lord has made and we are truly rejoicing and we're giving him all the glory. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. We will praise thee with our whole heart before the God of gods. We sing praise unto thee. We will worship toward his holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. In the day when we cry, thou answerest us and strengthenest us with strength in our soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Excuse me. Though the Lord be high, yea, hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. We will extol thee, my God, O King, and we will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day we will bless you, and we will praise your name forever. Well, we're glad for you to be on this morning on Bible Storyland. We are honored that Father God always joins us every week. Because he said, where two or more gather in his name, he'll be in the midst. And he's not a man that he should lie. He's always on time, and he's always with his children. So I thank God this morning. This morning we have a great man of God, Brother Eddie Williams from Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Clinton Springs Church of God. He's going to be opening us up with prayer. Good morning, Brother Eddie.
Good morning, Sister Carista. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? How's the weather in Cincinnati?
Well, we've had a lot of rain and some more is forecasted, so pretty good, though.
All right. Okay. Tell your family hello. We're ready for prayer.
All right. Father, we come before you this morning giving you thanks, giving you praise. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for letting us start out on a new day. Lord, we thank you for all those who have tuned in to this radio program. Lord, we pray that you would just touch each heart. Lord, you know the requests. You know the needs of your servants, your people who are listening this morning. And those who are not, Lord, we pray a blessing upon each one of them. We pray, Lord, that you would just touch their bodies, Lord, their mind, those who are sick, Lord. We know you have the healing power that you can do all things. Lord, those who are in need of finance, Lord, we know that you have control of all monies. Lord, those who have mental and physical problems, Lord, grant the needs and the desires. Lord, we thank you for this, our sister Caritha, who has this problem. Lord, we pray that you would just touch her, anoint her, Lord, from on high. We thank you, Lord, for her. We thank you, Lord, for all the work that she's doing. We thank you, Lord, for the children that are listening. We thank you, Lord, for the participants. We pray you would just bless continually, Lord. Have your way in our hearts and lives. We know, Lord, that we can do nothing without you. We know, Lord, unless we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it, we're not going to be successful in anything that we do. Lord, we thank you for being able to come to you. We thank you for being able to say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, you know each need. Lord, your ministers, your leaders, Lord, touch their heart and mind, that they will be able to continue to do the work you have them to do. Oh, God, we pray that you would just bless this program this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would just open the hearts and minds of all those who have problems. We pray, Lord, that you would just touch the homeless, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just touch the hearts of our leaders of our nations, Lord. We know that unless you touch their hearts, unless you work on their minds, Lord, their nature is not going to bring anything that you will be satisfied with. So bless us again in this program this morning. Have your way in what we do. Bless all those who are listening. Bless those who can't be with us this morning. Bless each of our families, Lord. And again, bless Sister Caritha for this program. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful to you. This morning, Karen Itell will play a praise song for us, and we thank you. We thank the Father for giving her the gift to praise. She's from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, we're ready for that praise song?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I want to praise him, praise him.
Bless our blessed Redeemer. We're praising him this morning. We're thanking God for you, Sister Karen. It was awesome. All right. We have one more song before our speaker comes on this morning. We have a great minister, Vincent Brown, great man of God from Jacksonville, Florida, from the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville, where Bishop White and Lady White are the servants of God there. Good morning, Brother Vince.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Sister Jay.
Good morning. We're glad you're on. Let God have his way.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just encouraged this morning. There's some challenges that we have been facing concerning our children. And, you know, sometimes we can allow things to get in our way. And the one thing I've been asking the Lord to do with me is, Lord, less of me, more of you. Because, you know, even in my family, I have some loved ones. As a matter of fact, it's even attached to our ministry. And, Lord, I'm like, Lord, sometimes we just don't get things in. We can sometimes get in the way. So that's been my prayer here lately, Lord. Less of me. Got to need more of you. This song that I'm singing is called The Beauty Inside. The author of this song does not want to be recognized, even to the point that they have named themselves as concerned. That's the name of the author. And it simply goes, the words that we say to our children has an impact on the beauty inside. We must lift them up with encouragement and give them love and positive words, because the children are present and the children are future and beginning and a very end. The beauty inside of our children, children, please watch the words that we say to our children, children. Oh Lord, it's the beauty inside of our children, children. Oh Lord, it's the beauty inside of our children. Oh, oh, oh,
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. We must keep the light in their eyes, shining through and through forevermore. Oh, Lord, see the children are our most precious gift. We must lift them up with positive words, because the children are present and the children are future, and they're a beginning and a very end. It's the beauty inside of our children, children. Oh, Lord, it's the beauty inside of our children, children. Please watch the words that we say to our children, children. Oh, Lord, it's the beauty inside of our children. Oh, 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 Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Our children are our future. What a beautiful song. Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto him, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So he loves children, and he blessed them when he said that. So we need to bless our children. Like Brother Vince said, our children are our future. So we're investing much in them. We're bringing them up in the ways of the Lord. My prayer is that children will be saved at an early age and know God all of their lives and serve him and love him with all their heart, strength, and might. So we are so blessed this morning to have a great man of God with us.
Sister Carissa?
Yes?
I'm here.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm here.
I didn't forget.
Okay.
A great man of God from New Orleans, Bishop Kevin Boyd, this morning. His wife was supposed to join us. She may join us later on in the show. But we have a sister, Gail Carter, from their ministry, who's going to introduce him this morning. So we're so grateful. Good morning, Sister Gail.
Good morning, Sister Carita.
Yeah, I didn't forget you. I saw you when you came on. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm wonderful. How are you this morning? Everybody's
I'm doing
good.
Great. I'm glad you could join us. I know you're busy.
I am too. I'm
so
glad I could join you today.
All right, we're ready for you to introduce that great man of God from New Orleans.
Well, good morning, children and everyone listening. I have the pleasure this morning to introduce my man of God, Bishop Kevin J. Boyd, Sr., from the church at New Orleans, right here in New Orleans, Louisiana. He's a great, powerful man of God, a man with a heart for God, and a man with a heart for children. So that's one of his great outreaches and pushes is for our young people. We've been doing great things with our young people. We just came out of our youth conference here at the church at New Orleans, and it was just a blessing to all. So I want you all to sit back and enjoy the wisdom that this man of God has to offer, and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. He has he and his wife have three beautiful children. I'm privileged to watch them grow up. Oh,
yes.
My God, every year when I see them, I'm like, wow, look at what God is doing in them. I can remember teaching some of them in Sunday school, and then saw them a few years later. And I tell you what, when you talk about training up a child in the way that they should go, Bishop and Lady Boyd have trained up theirs and the church's children in the way they should go. So, Bishop Boyd, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there listening.
We're grateful to have you on this morning.
I'm grateful to be here, and I appreciate all the complimentary things that I just heard, and you said, I think, at least twice. You're welcoming this great man of God from New Orleans, and then Sister Gail said, I want to introduce my pastor, a great man of God, and I appreciate that. But, you know, my life's strive is not so much to be a great man of God, but just to be a man of a great God.
Amen.
The greatness goes to him. He's a mighty God.
Amen.
And I tell you, you read it in the opening scripture. His mercy endureth forever.
Forever. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
You there, Bishop Boy?
I'm here.
Okay. We're ready for you to speak.
All right. Today we're talking about family. And I tell you, you know, that's really the essence, I believe, of the whole of Scripture. God, my pastor said one time that the whole Bible is about a great God who in and of himself is sufficient. And yet God wanted a family. Now, he has no beginning. He has no ending. The Bible calls him the Ancient of Days. There's no searching of his understanding. And yet God, in all of that infinite wisdom, you know, it's kind of like the lesson to us is, it doesn't matter what you amass in life. If you don't surround yourself, if you have not connected with a family, a human family, praise God. And I don't necessarily mean just your biological family, but every local church assembly should be an extension of the family. And I tell you, and that is really what the world needs to see, emanating from within the four walls of every local assembly, that no matter who you are, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, I believe it's the 68th chapter, it says, God sets even the solitary in families. We know the word solitary means alone, by yourself. But God says he takes every person, even if you don't have a biological family. You may be in a city where, for whatever reason, you're the only person there biologically in your family. But God seeks to place you in a place where you can say, I'm home and I have a family. And that's one of the things that we love about Sister Gantling, by Sister Caritha, praise God. She helped to enhance, when she was here in New Orleans, here at the church at New Orleans, that spirit of a family. And she was a mother to just about everybody's child, praise God. And those of you that know her, then you know she's a tremendous and an excellent educator, both secularly as well as in the kingdom of God. She impacted the city of New Orleans. I'm saying it because I know she never will, but the Bible does give license for us. It says, let another praise you and not your own lips. And I want to say what a tremendous blessing that this one was to the entire city of New Orleans as an educator for many, many, many years, both within the school system and then even her own school that she launched, and that was truly ministry. And Sister Gantlin, of course, I know God's going to reward you in the by and by, but I wanted to say a big God bless to you. You have invested much, much time in so many. You just mentioned even my three children, praise God. You have sown so many seeds into them. And if I've never said it before, I want to say it today, that we certainly appreciate it. We bid you Godspeed, and we certainly say we pronounce the blessings of God over this new effort that God has given you. That's going now into about its sixth or seventh month. And I tell you, this is just an excellent outreach. And so, and what a tremendous essence of family that you've always displayed.
God bless you, Bishop Boy.
When I thought about family, and I was thinking, God, what would you have me to say? You know, there were several things that the Lord laid on my heart. Number one, we know that Jesus, though he was God, he came in flesh. So he was the God-man, so to speak. And of course, we know that even in his day, you know, there was something almost negative about not being married, and particularly not having children. And yet Jesus, knowing that he only came to do a short work, understanding the essence of and the importance of family, now this is just me speculating now, I don't have book and verse on this, but I will say that it seems that in his wisdom that's one of the reasons he did not take a wife and a family, because he knew that he would only be among us just that short period of time. Of course, we know he departed at 33, but his ministry was only some 3.5 years. And I think he was showing us that an importance there in family. And not only that, when Jesus was on the cross, praise God, when they got ready to crucify him, and he was on the cross, and we note in John's record of the gospel, the 19th chapter, and we talked about this on Mother's Day, that the Bible says, and when he was on the cross, it said he looked down from the cross and he beheld his mother. And he said to one of his disciples that he loved, he said, son, behold your mother. And he said to his mother, mother, behold your son. And the Bible says, and from that day, that disciple took Jesus' mother to live in his house, and he took care of her from that point on. And then the Bible says something very peculiar. It says, then, meaning that there was a connection between that event. Then Jesus, knowing that all things now were completed, he said, it is finished. And then, of course, he cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, Father, Father, why has thou forsaken me? And then, of course, he laid his head in the lots of his shoulder, and he died. But it's an awesome importance that's shown there with regard to family. Jesus would not even die, as important of an event as that was, without first making sure his family was secure and taken care of. And I tell you, that's such a lesson to me. With all that, he had literally the weight of the world on his shoulder. But at that moment, praise God, he would not even proceed with the crucifixion until he saw that there was some unfinished business concerning the family. And I know we also say, and if I'm talking too much, just interrupt me, sister, because you know as preachers we can talk. And so,
you got time.
So he says, you know,
the word of God says,
seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added. And we say all the time, what would it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? But there have been times when I've taught here at the church, my pastor taught us, that we should also remember that what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his family? And I tell you, and it's easy to do that. It's so easy to go on a quest to win the world and not realize that you're putting distance between yourself and those that live in the house with you. You can be winning the world, and you can be losing your family. And I say that even to all the young preachers that are around me. Man of God, don't get so zealous. I've been there, and I know you could be running so hard trying to do a good work for God, and you can forget about what is also just as important, and that is the family that God has given you. And to take time and love your kids and love your spouse, praise God, and serve one another and find pleasure in doing so. Don't take each other for granted. And so I think that's what we want to go out over these airways, that people of God, certainly we want you to love God, pursue him with all your heart. But in your pursuit of God or career or education and all those things, and those are all wonderful, they all have their place, but don't forget to take your family along, praise God, because in the final analysis, praise God, those are the things that are really going to matter. Those are the people that are going to be there when others no longer find any use for you. It's going to be that family that God gave you. And so I'll say that, and then I'll be open for the leading of the Lord and however the host wants us to go.
All right. Well, Bishop Boyd, I really appreciate that. Families are important to God, and he showed us how Jesus took care of his own family. And, you know, Jesus is our example, and we should follow him, and we should take care of our families too. We should love one another. You know, God wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves, and that includes our families.
Right.
So, Bishop Boyd, I really appreciate those great words of encouragement, that message that you gave us, even how Jesus made arrangements for his mother and family to be taken care of. So I just thank the Lord for you. Bishop Boyd, if you have anything else to say, you're welcome to say it. We have time. But I thank you for the word.
I'll say, you know, sometimes people, I've been pastoring now 20 years here in the city of New Orleans, and of course, I guess I got an early start, but sometimes people come through, and of course, I guess success depends on, you know, what criteria a particular individual is using. But I think people come through, and sometimes they'll ask me what has been the secret to our success, to the success of this ministry. And that doesn't mean we have a million members. That just means we've been real consistent. We've made an impact, or we're continuing to do our part to make an impact on the city. We're not a church that just hides behind the four walls, but we're very community oriented, and we try to do our part to. We believe that the church should have a positive impact on its surroundings. And so we don't want to just be the group that gathers two or three times a week and has an emotional experience and then just goes back and that's the end of it. But we want what we do here in this building to have an impact on us individually, so that we go back into our communities, to our families, to our work environments, and have an impact upon them. And so people are coming in and say, what's been the secret to the success? And I tell you, and believe it or not, I always tell them that since I was about 15 years old, when I first started working, the Lord just laid on my heart to always honor my mother and father. And of course, I believe that the word honor, it in the Greek as well as the Hebrew, it means to speak well of, it means to give reverence to, but it also means to honor. Honor means to bless, to give valuables, it means money paid. It's kind of like when we honor leadership, the man and woman of God. Some churches set aside a particular time and they say, you know, let the elder that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. And that word honor means, you know, that's the time for the man or woman of God to receive accolades and even monetary blessings. Well, the same is for our parents. I know our parents are expected to provide for and take care of the children. That is correct. But then there's a time where the Bible says, even when it talks about widows in the church, and it says if there be any widows in the church, it said first, if they have any sons or nephews, let them first take care of them, because it's their duty, it's their Christian duty to be a blessing to those that have been a blessing to you, to those that God used to incubate and develop you. And so, and I'm saying that, and perhaps this will be a blessing to some young person out there. From the time I was 15, I started working at a McDonald's restaurant and worked there for almost for about 7 years, and it ultimately wound up managing, matter of fact, wound up being the store manager, one of the youngest managers that McDonald's had ever employed up at that time, which is some 20-something years ago. But I tell you, and it did not matter. Yeah, I was working for minimum wage. People laugh now because it sounds so, but it was $3.35 an hour. And then, of course, when I got into management, it got a little better than that. But, you know, and I remember paychecks being $170, $180, you know, after taxes and so forth. But from the very first time, the Lord laid on my heart to honor my parents. My parents were certainly not people of means. You know, my mother was a laborer, as was my dad. And I mean, God bless, ends met. But, of course, my mother raised 11 children and so never owned her own home and those kinds of things. And so, and the Lord just laid on my heart, every time I bless you, you'll be a blessing to your mother. You'll be a blessing, help take some of the burden off. And I did that, and I tell you, and it wasn't much. It may have been $50, $35, but every paycheck I got, I honored God first with my tithe and offering, and then the Lord just, and nobody ever told me this. I mean, I saw it in the Word of God, and God said, honor your parents, and I'll honor you. And I tell you, that's been my life story, basically. And if there is any secret, obviously honoring God and serving Him, but I want to say to anybody out there, especially if your parents are still living, don't wait till Mother's Day or Father's Day or something. Every day, honor them. Honor them. Don't be a stranger to your own parents. Don't call them only when you need something. Never let them feel like they're forgotten. Call and check on them. Sometimes we know everybody's busy, but a phone call, you'd be surprised. Praise God. And so I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is for the young and the old. Treasure the precious mother that God has given you, your father. And I don't care what the relationship has been. I don't care if they've not been the perfect or the model parent. You know, when the Bible says, honor your mother and father, it doesn't say if they're saved. Even if they're not saved, even if they don't know God, you should still find a way to honor them, especially if you are saved. And, of course, you have a mandate from the Father, praise God, to honor your parents. And I don't know if I'm taking our discussion off into another direction, but I just felt led to say that, and I believe that somebody might get a breakthrough by employing that simple nugget of wisdom, praise God, if you'll learn with all of your heart to honor your parents. And I just believe God will honor you.
Amen. And if you're in the New Orleans area or ever go to New Orleans, stop by and visit with Bishop Boyd and Lady Boyd at the church at New Orleans on Chef and Bullard.
Oh, 11700 Chef Mentor Highway at the corner of Chef and Bullard. We're easy to find in the book. It's the church at New Orleans. You can't miss it.
Amen. And I tell you what, it's a loving group of people there. I tell you, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit at that church when they were in, off of, I forgot the name of the other little street where y'all were. But
Ray Avenue.
They taught me so much about God's Word. I mean, I just, my eyes would just open. I'm like, oh, God, I didn't even know this about you. They just were teaching me
my
so
God.
Many things. So even though Bishop Boyd is younger than me, but I tell you what, I learned so much from them. Him and that ministry there, and they were just so loving. Even his mother, his father, they would just, you know, take me in their house just like I was one of their children. So I thank God for you and your family. And we're so honored that you could be on. I know that you all are busy, but I thank God that he allowed you to take time out of your busy schedule to be with us on Bible Storyland and to give all those words of wisdom, you know, even you know, words that God gave you just right then, quickened your spirit to speak directly to us this morning. So I thank God for a rhema word that you gave to all of us this morning. And we're so happy. I tell you what, you're invited to stop by anytime. Just let me know, Sister Ganling, I'm here. And just
thank
say
the
whatever
Lord.
The Lord has put on your heart. We just appreciate you all so much. And give the family of God there my love and tell them I miss them, and hopefully, and whenever they're in the city, they're welcome to come and visit.
Thanks,
Lord. You always have a place to stay. Amen. I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. And I say again to everybody out there, God bless. Let the will of God continue to be done. And I tell you, I'm going to just concur with what I heard when we opened up the broadcast. God's mercy endures forever.
Amen. Well, just to let you know this morning that my Aunt Mildred is out of the hospital. She's recuperating nicely, and she's getting stronger. And, you know, I thank God for my Aunt Mildred. She will be 101, God say the same, the 20th of this month. So I just thank God for the strength that he's given her and for the years that he's given her and how she honored her father. She didn't know her mother very well, but how she honored her father. And she still talks about her father and how he brought her up. So, you know, I'm just so happy that God has granted her all of these years to live, and every Saturday for months and months she used to come on, sing songs of praise unto God, 100 years old, singing songs of praise unto God. So we're thanking God, you know, for her recuperation, to be able to come back on the radio soon and sing and give more glory to God. I mean, he has given her a strong praise song. So I thank God for her. Now, this morning we also have a woman of God, Sister Jackie Travis, a great woman of God. I met her, and she takes care of the elderly. I mean, God has gifted her people that nobody else seemingly could work with. She would work with them, and they just loved her. And, I mean, even when other people were working for them, they're like, I want Sister Jackie Travis to work with me. So I just saw how she loved and cared for them, and even used to come to the Bible study. I used to teach in that building, and she would come in and give songs to us. I mean, we were so uplifted. Good morning, Sister Jackie.
Good morning. How are you all, everybody that's out there listening? I'm like, this is everybody. I just get to say good morning to everybody that's listening also. Oh, I just love what I do. Matter of fact, I'm at work right now. I was fixing this breakfast real quick. So I just want to sing a little song that I love in this. I love it. So I have another song that I want to sing later on, but I'm on my girlfriend's going to sing it for me. Her name is Diana. Are you on, Diana?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Okay, well, I'm going to sing the Jesus in Me, and then later on she's going to sing a song. Is that okay, Sister Carissa?
Hey, man, I praise God for her. Thank you.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. It's so easy. It's so easy. So easy. It's so easy. It's easy to love the Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. Yeah. The Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. It's so easy. It's so easy. So easy. It's so easy. Easy to love. I like to sing more, but I can't. I got to go serve breakfast. God
amen.
Bless you.
But thank you so much. That was awesome. The Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie.
You are welcome. I'm
now, what's your friend's name again? Diane what?
Diana Moore.
Spell it.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your last name?
Ward, W-A-R-D.
Okay. Do you have a little time to be on, or you need to go?
Well, I have a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Just give me a few minutes to go over this, and then I'm going to let you sing that song. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much for being on with us. Okay, I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been driving in your car and you heard a voice say, turn here, and you turn there, and just in time to protect a mother ducks and her ducklings from the other cars behind you as they cross the street? Another time you heard a voice that said, turn here and give the $10 in your pocket to an older lady at the church. She says to you, I needed that to buy some food this week. Thank you so much, baby. God bless you. As you continue to obey the voice of God, you hear, even if you don't understand, but you just do as you're told. The voice gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Sometimes you may not even hear the voice. You just feel that you need to pray for someone or call someone and see how they're doing. Because of your obedience, the voice you hear, and you become even stronger as you see how powerful the God is, that God is that's speaking to you. Our Bible story character this morning is a great man of faith who told God, who God told to leave his family and to go to another land that he didn't know anything about. He was not totally obedient because God told him not to take anyone in his family but his immediate family, his wife. But he took his nephew, Lot. Now, later, this caused problems that Abraham did not anticipate, but eventually everything worked out. The more Abraham obeyed God and followed God's plan instead of his own plan, Abraham, or Abram, son of Terah, father of the chosen family. Abraham is called the father of the faithful. He was a very faithful man to God. He was obedient to God. He left home. He left his family and his friends at the call of God. Now, we're going to stop here a minute, and we're going to hear from a great woman of God, Sister Diane Ward, and then we're going to continually, and as she's singing, just continually listen and praise God. All right, Sister Diane Ward, we're ready for you to sing that song. Hello? Sister Diane, are you there? Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue. If she comes back on, we'll allow her to sing. Abraham was very obedient to God. He left home, family, and friends at the call of God. He was an unselfish man, as shown in the way he allowed Lot, his nephew, first choice of the land. He was very courageous, as shown when he defeated the robber kings in Genesis 14. He was a benevolent man. He gave tithes to Melchizedek, the priest. He showed incorruptibility when he refused to receive gifts for service, the service that he rendered. He spoke to Father God often in prayer. He was a mighty man in prayer. He had great faith, as was shown in Hebrews, when he offered up his only son, Isaac. Abraham was mentioned in the book of Hebrews, to be exact, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 17, as a hero of faith. As recorded in Hebrews 11, 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed God, not knowing whither he was going. It takes faith to follow God because we don't always know the way he's leading us. By faith we follow. We trust in God as a faithful leader like Abraham did. In Hebrews 11:17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, his only son, that he had to receive the promise, offered up his only begotten son. Even though Abraham was considered the father of faith, his life, like ours, was not without challenges. In Genesis 12, Abraham left his country and his family. He took his wife Sarah and Lot, his nephew. They went to a land where there was a lot of famine in the land. There wasn't enough food, not even the land could even produce anything. Then they went to Egypt, and fear came over Abraham. you know, even though we're people of God, sometimes fear can overtake us, but God has shown us what to do because he's saying he is our refuge and our strength, a very present time of help and trouble. So he helped Abraham through this situation. So Abraham, you know, he was afraid because his wife was so beautiful that he was afraid that, you know, people would try to kill him because, you know, and take his wife because she was so beautiful. So Abraham decided to say that she was his sister. And, you know, I can remember growing up, my mother used to tell me, don't tell lies, even no matter what, you don't tell lies. So, you know, I grew up and I was always afraid, you know, to tell a lie. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I mean, I got many whippings when I didn't tell the truth. So Abraham was like that. He was afraid. So he told some untruth. Now, this caused a problem. He did not see coming. But thank God it all worked out in Abraham and Sarah's favor. When God calls us, challenges, trials, and tribulations come up, and they make us stronger for our journey with God, as they did Abraham's journey with God. Abraham had to learn to wait and to wait and to wait for the promise that God had for him. His son was the promise, but he did have to wait. Are you waiting on God for your promise? Abraham and Sarah grew older and older, but God was faithful to bring the promise for Abraham, and he will bring forth our promises that he's promised us also. So wait on God. He is not a man that he should lie. He is faithful to what he said that he will do. Now, you know, Bishop Boyd said, you know, parents, God has given us instructions on how to rear our children. God has given children instructions on how to live godly lives and how to honor their parents and obey the parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And he has instructed parents to train up the children in the way that they should go. God loves families. He created families, as Bishop Boyd was saying. Today on Bible Storyland, we honor families. We honor our great creator, Father God. We honor him for creating families and for being the all-wise, all-knowing Father. He's the Father of us all. He created us. And we thank him that he is mindful of us. The Bible says, who is man that God is mindful of us? And he is. He keeps us in his thoughts. You know, sometimes we have thoughts about, oh, what's coming on TV or what we got to go do. But, you know, God keeps us in his thoughts. He's almighty, even more than greater than we can even think or imagine how great he is. So this morning we come with grateful hearts this morning to the royal king, the potentate, your majesty. We are honored that he created, you created us, Father God, and you chose us to serve you. So we thank you, Father God. We honor parents today because God chose you to love each other and for procreation. He chose husbands, wives, and children. We thank God for parents choosing God, to honor God. You know, some parents choose not to honor God. But in spite of it all, their children choose to honor God. That solitary one that Bishop Boyd talked about, he has in every family. That solitary one, that's the one who's going to, has, you know, bring people to God, either tell people about God. He has God's spirit in him. And he's going to be, you know, that person is going to be always wanting more of God. So we thank God for choosing to give life to our children today. After he placed them in the seed in your womb, you know, we thank God for you receiving the gift that God chose for you to train up his children. We honor you for training them up in the way they should go daily. We honor you for preparing them for life, God's way of life. So he gave you the seed, your children, and you can choose or not choose. You know, many parents nowadays are not choosing to bring forth that seed in them. They're not choosing life. They're getting rid of them. But don't you know that's an abomination? No, we want life. We choose life. We choose life. What if your parents had gotten rid of you? choose life. Choose to give birth. Your children can choose to obey God. We honor you, parents, for your dedication to Father God, for your commitment to train up children, not only your children, but the children on your journey, so they can live out their purpose. We honor you for the sacrifice you make so that your children and the children on your path can be blessed with long lives and carry out their purpose that Father God has put inside of them. Parents, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Sometimes we think because we are in our 60s or our 70s or our 80s or 90s or even 100 or more years that our service to the Lord is finished. Can I tell you that as long as you have breath in your bodies, you can serve God? Abram, who later became Abraham, was 99 years young. He was a young man. God gave him vibrance. And the Lord appeared unto Abram. How many times have the Lord appeared unto you? Though someone asks you, you know, to do something, it may be a neighbor saying, you know, God came to you through a neighbor. And he may say, you know, can you take me to get some groceries? And maybe you had time or maybe you didn't. You know, God comes to us in all kind of ways. He don't just come, you know, directly and say, Samuel, Samuel. He comes through people. It may be a stranger who need you to listen to trials they're going through. It may be a child who needs correction. How many times have you turned God away because he didn't come the way you thought he would come? You may have said, Lord, Lord, when did I see you and I didn't feed you? He said, you know, as much as you didn't do it unto the least of these, you didn't do it unto me. When was I in prison? When were you in prison, Lord, and I didn't make the necessary arrangements to visit you? When did I see you in need and did not help you? Lord, when did I see you hungry and did not feed you? Lord, when was I like the Good Samaritan, Father God? Help me to be like the Good Samaritan. Lord, forgive my negligence when I didn't want to stop doing what I was doing to say yes, Lord, and to obey you. Forgive me when I didn't want to leave the comforts of my home to help someone. Even when I was too proud to receive help from someone else, forgive me, Lord. When Father God appeared to Abraham, he said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. God has made promises with us also, and he will keep all of his promises. So Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him. God talks to us also, but are we listening? As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer will your name be Abram, but Abraham, for I have made you a father to many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendant after you. Also, I will give you and your descendants. That's us. We're his descendants. Parents, children, people of God. That's us. After you, He said, after you, the land in which are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, let me tell you, we can't beat God giving. No matter how we try, we can't beat him. We serve a God of abundance, the Almighty God, the King of Kings, who made him worthwhile. He made promises to the father of our nation, Abraham, and he changed his name. Has God changed your name? What is he calling you to serve in him? In what capacity is he calling you? Is he calling you from being a bench warmer to a street walker to spread the gospel in the marketplace like Jesus? Is he calling you from being glued to the TV to pray, to see what you see on TV, to pray for those things? Maybe it's a storm coming. Is he calling you to pray against storms that are coming? Is he calling you from being inside your house to going to your child's school, to praying silently on the playground, or to teach the Bible to the children in Christian schools? What is he calling you to do? Is he calling you from being on the job, finding your own business, to speaking God's business to your coworkers? You know, sometimes we say, well, that ain't my business. Yeah, it is. If God's showing it to you, if you see two coworkers, you know, not getting along, you know what? We know Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. We can put peace between other people. Or you can stand silently and say, Lord, Jehovah Shalom, bring peace between my coworkers. Bring peace in my church family. Bring peace in me, oh God. Be calling you from being home to going to the school board, from, you know, watching it on TV and complaining. They need to do this for our children. They need to do that for our children. But is he calling you to go to the meeting and to speak what thus said the Lord, to pray silently while sitting in the meeting, that God would have his way? When you listen to Father God, he will speak to you about what he wants you to do, like he did to Abraham. So I thank God this morning. I pray that you got something out of the messages that was given this morning, and you can get out of your comfort zones and move by the Lord's Spirit to do what he's saying, because he's speaking, and he wished that nobody be lost. But you know, we're his eyes, we're his ears, we're his mouthpiece. You know, even Moses said, Lord, I don't speak well. He said, okay, well, hey, I'm going to take care of that. So we don't have any excuse. You know, I listened to a young man in a wheelchair on TV one time, and he had no legs, no arms, and that brought me to tears. He was telling other people about God and his goodness. He said, you know, that man could have been bitter because he was not born with everything that maybe he thought he should have had, but God knew who he was birthing into the world, and through things that we may say he didn't have, he spoke, and people listened, and they stopped complaining about, Lord, I can't do this, I can't do that, because when you look at somebody who don't have seemingly now the necessary body parts, but guess what? God used that young man mightily to bring forth his word and to speak into people's lives. You can do the same thing. So now we're going to have Ann Ward. Are you back on? Okay, she didn't get to come back on yet. But Karen Itell is going to play another praise song for us and to the Lord.
This is Brenda's song. It's Praise God, the Storm is Passing.
Amen. Storms in life, but thank God they pass. Trials and tribulations come, but they pass, and they make us stronger. So I thank you so much, Karen, for that song. Now on Bible Story Land, we're open for prayer requests. So press 1 if you have a prayer request. If you're already on, you can make a request. Okay, you're already on, caller.
Yes, I am just wanting to say I really appreciate the message this morning, and I thank you for letting me play my second song.
Amen. Thank you. You need prayer?
Ah, prayer request. Pray for the upcoming season for those of us who live in New Orleans, Jacksonville, and Houston, and any other areas that I have not thought of. Because we're African first, and I'll be doing a program on preparedness this afternoon on Come and Dine. Pray that goes well, and hopefully the information I disseminate, they will not need by the end of this year.
Amen, amen. When Sister Brenda come on, she can give us that information, because you were just a little bit little bit of static, but Sister Brenda will give it. She'll be on in a few minutes. So anyway, yes, we want to pray against storms that the Lord does not want to come to different places in the world. All right. I would prayer this morning for my Aunt Mildred and my cousin Mavis. And as I said, my Aunt Mildred will be turning 101 years on the 20th of this month. So I'm lifting her up for more strength in her body. Someone press 1. You're on the air. Yes, you're
on
the air. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Minister Karen Reynolds Brown from Cincinnati, Ohio. The Day Spring Church. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for being on. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I'm praying. I'm a grandmother of almost 3, and I want to. We've been talking about family this morning, but I want to pray for the grandparents, the grandmothers like myself, who are helping to rear and take care of grandchildren. And sometimes we forget about the grandparents, but we talk about training a child. But sometimes as grandparents, we have to do the same thing that we've done with our children. And so I want to pray for all the grandparents, all the mother, grandmothers and grandfathers who are helping to rear and raise their grandchildren up in the Lord. And I have an 11-year-old grandson right here with me who I'm bringing up to know the Lord, bringing up in the Word, and I'm just trusting God to give me the strength to help rear him, and he will give all the grandparents, all the grandmothers the strength to help rear their grandchildren. So that's what my prayer request is for the grandparents.
Okay, thank you, Karen. I really appreciate you being on. You know, I've known Karen a lot of years, probably over 40 years.
Yes,
and I can remember her as a young child growing up. So, Karen, you're making me feel much younger and younger, girl. Thank God for you being on. She was such a precious young woman. Even as a little girl, her father was a pastor and her mother was a pastor's wife. And I tell you what, they love the children. So I thank God for you, Karen. And I know your brother Mark is on, and your brother-in-law led the prayer this morning. I thank God for Eddie. So we're going to continue taking prayer requests. Any more prayer requests? Okay, just a second, please. Okay, 269, you're on the air.
Yes, Sister Carita, this is Martha Gonder from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I certainly have enjoyed the word, enjoyed all the wisdom.
Sister Martha, can you speak up into the phone just a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello? Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
Yes, I certainly enjoyed the messages this morning from all of you, especially the wisdom that came from the bishop, from the pastor. It was just a lot of wisdom to look out after your families as well as the church, because the church makes up the family. The families make up the church. But I'd like prayer for more of a boldness in the Lord. I kind of have a drawback spirit, you know, so to speak, but these broadcasts are helping me a lot. So just pray that I'll be stronger in the Lord and I'll be what the Lord would have me to be in these last days that I have. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jackie. I was calling in. I like to you. I'm going out of town, you know, this Tuesday. Don't choke. Got him? Okay. I just want you all to pray for my safety. I have a safe trip. And I come back. We're going to try to get on the air with you all Saturday, but we have all these. We're going to a women's conference, so we have these meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning, but they start at 7 o'clock. So we might get in on the radio. We're going to try to listen in, okay? Even if I don't understand the fact that I'm on, okay?
Okay.
Just for my safety and that I have a safe trip and that I can do all I can do for the people that I take care of. I have a lady here down from my hometown, Lexington, Kentucky, Miss Mary. They from the same place I am. I was so surprised when I got here, I didn't know what to do.
Amen.
Yeah, I was happy about that. So it's good to be in the company of your own people from your own town. It's
yes, indeed.
Yeah,
I thank God for it.
You see those houses? Oh, she wants to look at the new face. Okay.
Okay, I'm all sorry, right. Jackie. Were you saying something else?
No, I heard you.
Your request about
prayer.
Travel, safe travel.
Please.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Press 1. If you
have
a prayer request.
Let me say one more thing. My uncle's in Atlanta. He's on the, they took him off the respirator. Just pray that it goes the way that the Lord wants it to go. You know.
Okay, someone.
Thank you. My uncle in Atlanta. Oh, you finished? I'm finished.
Okay, your uncle in Atlanta. Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. All right. Just a second, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Who's this? Hello? All right. Something must have occurred here. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I can get that caller back. Just a second, please. Okay, caller, you on the air? 904, you're on the air. Did you have a prayer request?
Okay.
Hello? Okay, any more prayer requests?
Press 1
this morning?
To listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record.
Hello? I'm sorry, is something with the computer this morning? Let's see, Karen, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Is anyone there this morning?
Yes, I am.
I'm still here.
Good, okay. The computer is doing something here this morning. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take control of the computer this morning and have your way, Father God. We ask you to steady it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Hold on one second. Yes. Yes. Call the 269, the other number. All right. Someone's trying to get on the radio show, but they were calling my number. Please forgive me. Okay, any more prayer requests this morning? Okay, well, we're going to have prayer. We have a great woman of God, Evangelist Brenda Lumbar from Houston, Texas. She's going to be leading us in prayer this morning. So our prayer request is for Aunt Mildred. Strength and Mavis, strength, and Karen Attell, praying against storms, Karen Reynolds Brown, for grandparents and grandchildren, Martha Gonder for the boldness. She already has boldness, trust me, you all. She may need an increase in boldness, but she has much boldness God has given her over the years. I've known her for probably over 40 years, and she is a bold woman of God. She just sometimes, you know, she thinks that she's not bold, but she has the boldness of God upon her. We'll pray for added boldness.
And for safe travel for Jackie and her uncle in Atlanta, who they've taken off the respirator. But I thank God that he's able to breathe the breath of life into us whenever he deems it necessary. So thank you. How are you, Sister Brenda?
I'm doing fine, Sister G. It's a pleasure.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
Is it raining in Houston?
Not where I live. I'm in Northwest Houston. And it did rain on last night. It did rain on yesterday. And we needed it because we've been, you know, going through a drought here in Houston.
Yes, yes. Yes, we need some rain here in Jacksonville also. So we're praying for rain in some areas and to stop in some other areas.
Amen.
You know,
I would just like to salute Bishop Boyd. Bishop Boyd, I thoroughly enjoyed the message on this morning. I just enjoyed you when I was at home listening to you on the radio as well as viewing you on Let's See Television. And I just thank God for you and continue, you know, and may God continue to bless you and increase your knowledge and wisdom and give you even more members, you know, to impact and to impart the wisdom that you have to them and to their lives. God bless you this morning. Father God, we know that that there are many, many national catastrophes happening throughout the world. But, Father God, we just pray for any storms, any hurricanes, any tornadoes that are around and about on this morning. And, Lord, we just ask that these things be dissipated. Let them dissipate. We don't want them to go to anyone else. We just ask that they be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father God, remember the people that have been affected throughout our nation in Joplin and in Mississippi, Father God, in Tennessee and surrounding areas. And, Father God, remember this fire that's happening in Arizona, Lord God. Let there be a deluge of rain so that this fire can be put out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just cause it to stop. Cause it to stop in Jesus' name. Father God, for Jackie's uncle that's in Atlanta, Georgia, Father God, we just pray that you comfort him now. Give him peace in this situation. And Father God, as she requested, let thy kingdom come, let your perfect will be done. Whatever your will is, Father God, we just give him into your care, trusting and believing you that you will provide for him. You know the answer, Father God. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in this life. And Father God, as for Jackie and for anybody else who's traveling, we bind all spirits of accidents, of all of those that's on our program this morning or those that will be listening in later, we bind up all spirits of accidents and we lose traveling grace. We ask you to go ahead of them and prepare the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and redeem the time for them to get to their destination safely, because you say he that when his souls is wise and he buys the redeemer the time. Redeem the time, Father, get to our destination and bring her back home to us safely in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask for strength. We ask for strength for Mavis, Cousin Mavis, and Aunt Mildred, Father God, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. And Father God, we just ask you to strengthen them, strengthen their physical bodies, every cell within their body, Father God, strength, peace, joy, and calmness to them in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just ask that you just meet every need of the grandparents that are taking care of children, grandchildren. Give them the wisdom, Father God, and the knowledge to know how to take care of the children. And Father God, you say every child has a bent, a certain personality. Give us wisdom on how. Show us the character traits of those children, the talents, Daddy God, that we might encourage them and love them and nurture them in the way that you would have them to go. Oh, God, just give them the monies and the wherewithal to do this job to the glory of God. And, Father God, we just pray for families. We come against the spirit of division that's trying to divide family members, Father God. We come against all conflict and strife within family members. Make the mothers and fathers and children one. Make the grandparents, make the family, you and the uncles and the aunts and the nieces and nephews. Make us all one, even as you and the Father are one. And Father God, just let us continue to love, respect, accept, and admire each other. Let us pass out words of compliments to each other, Daddy God. Let us go the extra mile, even as Bishop said, and give tokens of love, give presents to parents and grandparents, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us speak well of each other. Let us learn to look over each other's faults, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I bless your name on today. Thank you, Sister G, for allowing me to pray. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Does anyone have a short or brief testimony they'd like to give this morning? We have just a few more minutes. We're going to get off just a little bit early this morning. Short or a brief testimony. Okay, any comments?
I enjoyed the show this morning.
Well, thank you, Sister Karen. We appreciate you. We just appreciate your playing songs of praise for us. Anybody else this morning?
Sister G, this is Brenda. I would just like to say I thoroughly concur with Bishop Boyd about the families. The older I get, I am now a senior citizen, and the older I get, although my parents are in heaven today, but there are six of us left, and I tell you, the older I get, that's the more appreciation that I have for my one sister and four brothers. I really appreciate them and the children in our family. I just thank God for them. The older I get, that's the more value I place upon our family. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Yes, families are important to the Lord. He created families, mothers and fathers and children. And we encourage you, parents, just to keep on keeping on, trusting in God to continually do his work with your children, with your family. This is a time now where we all need to be close in families, closer to God, closer with each other. All right. Okay. Well, I thank each of you for being on Bible Storyland this morning. We look forward to speaking with each of you next week. Next week, we'll be led by Father God on a journey with him. Next week on Bible Storyland, it will be Joyful Praise Day, and it will begin at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless each of you. I love you. Have a God-filled day. A God-filled week and a God-filled month. All righty. Okay, so Karen Itell is going to play a closing song for us, and we're going to close out. So you can hang up at any time now that you wish, and I thank God for you being on. And you are such a blessing to me and to Bible Storyland. So I thank God for you. Keep me in your prayers as the Lord, you know, lead, and I thank God for you. Love you. Love y'all.
And I'm going to do a song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Karen. All right, everybody. Thank you all for being on. I'll talk to you next week. You can hang up at any time. Martha, you still there? Are you still there? All right, talk to you soon. Hello?